The badger sat stroking her chin until the tension grew unbearable for Borab, and he flung himself at her footpaws.
Merciful ma'am, say you will, I bally well beg you. Don't leave a benighted begscat blundering about in the storm and snow without a kindly crust to keep fur and ears together. Oh, me little furry friend, Broggle, sing a line on my behalf.
The young squirrel obliged.
He wants to work in the kitchens with me and Friar Bob. So please, Cregger Badger Mum, give him the blinking job.
Cregger drummed her paws on the tabletop, then nodded.
Here's my decision. I'll put you on one season's probation, Borab, under the supervision of Filorn, Mira, Broggle and Friar Bob. Now you four keep your eyes on this hare. His meals must be the same size as any other Redwallers. No secret snacks or midnight feasts. If he is reported just once for raiding the larders, out of the gate he goes. Also, he will sleep and rise at the same time as every beast. Unless he's ill, there will be no lying late abed or nipping off to shady spots for a snooze. We will see how he behaves throughout this coming summer season. Do you agree with our terms, Borab? That's the offer. Take it or leave it.
For answer, Borab bowed formally, did a somersault of joy, and began serenading them on his hurdy-gurdy, which two of Skipper's crew had just brought in. It jangled and booped wildly as Borab made up the words as he went along.
Derry come day for thee, I'll pray you'll listen to me. I'll compose this ditty upon the spot to say you're a jolly decent lot. Then you can judge for yourself or not. What an happy ass it I'll be, Derry come day for thee. You lot won't know you're born. I'll be up before each dawn to serve you crumpets and tea in bed. To wake you gently, I'll stroke your head. I'll warble sweetly until you're fed, and you'll never feel forlorn, 'cause I'll do this every morn. Sing Derry come dee all day. What a splendid hare, you'll say. He's handsome, happy and modest too. And what a cook, why I'll tell you. There's naught this super chap can't do. Let's never send him away. Yes, I'll wager that's what you'll say.
Borab finished his song with a winning smile, made an elegant leg, bowed, picked up his hurdy-gurdy and overbalanced. He fell amidst the discordant crash of bugles, drums and twanging strings. Formal Brull covered her eyes with a huge digging claw, patting Cregger sympathetically with the other.
Oh, ma'am, I bet he'd be delighted we him gotten us here, her beast. Yer, Skip, lend I poor to help him oop.
Borab struggled from under the mammoth instruments.
Soup? Did some beast mention soup? I say, you chaps, it must be time for dinner, what?
Friar Bob placed his head mournfully on Fallon's shoulder.
My old dad used to say that feeding a hare was like chucking pebbles down a deep well. You never fill it in a thousand long seasons.